From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. On today's program, Florida's infant mortality rate is at an all-time low. The same decline in infant deaths is being recorded nationally. What are we doing right, and what can we do to see the numbers go down even more? We're joined by representatives from Florida's Healthy Start Coalition. Also on today's program, Florida Gulf Coast University's baseball players are getting lots of attention. A record number are already playing in the minor leagues after being drafted this spring. We're joined by FGCU's head baseball coach, Dave Tollett. And Talk of the Nation has been a fixture on most public radio stations in this country since 1991. It ends this week. Longtime host Neil Conan joins us to reflect on the show and what comes next for him. First, this news.
Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Amy Tardiff. Talk of the Nation reaches more than 3.5 million people on more than 400 NPR stations, including WGCU. Its host, Neil Conan, has been with NPR since 1977, but he leaves the network after the show ceases production tomorrow. NPR wrote to stations saying it has concluded that it can best serve public radio by concentrating its resources on produced news programming with reported stories and hosted interviews on radio and emerging digital platforms. In his 35 years at NPR, Conan has been a reporter in New York, Washington, and London, served as bureau chief in New York and London, and served in various roles, including as executive producer of All Things Considered. Since 9/11, he has served a major role anchoring live coverage of breaking news. And in 2004, Conan hosted the first radio-only presidential candidates debate since 1948. He's won three DuPont Awards for war coverage and his part in NPR's coverage of 9/11, as well as a Peabody for covering 9/11. That's the day WGCU started airing Talk of the Nation, and we never stopped until tomorrow, when NPR stops production of the show. Conan loves baseball and has worked as a play-by-play announcer for a small team, did some commentary for Morning Edition about the sport, and wrote a book about it. I talked to Neil Conan as he did a few interviews with stations around the country. You can comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. Thanks for taking the time, Neil.
Amy, my pleasure.
What are your plans?
Well, I'm going to catch up on 11 and a half years worth of sleep. And for the first 6 months anyway, I'm going to have a good time and go do interesting things in beautiful places. And the last couple of summers, I've had the chance to visit interesting parts of Alaska. And I'm going to get that chance again this summer in August. And really looking forward to that.
And after the first 6 months?
I don't know. We're going to have to go see. May write a book. Not about me. Don't worry about that. But we'll reevaluate after 6 months.
What will you miss most?
I'll miss doing the show. I will miss being in the studio and having the combination of pressure and pleasure of doing a radio program that I think I sort of got the hang of it after a while. And I've really enjoyed doing it. I will not miss, anticipating your next question, getting ready to do the radio program, which requires a great deal of research and a lot of reading. And that part I'm not going to miss at all.
What's your most memorable interview?
I'm not sure that I could tie it to one. I've met a lot of wonderful people, but I'd say that the show, the day that I probably remember the best was my second day as host of Talk of the Nation, which was September the 11th, 2001.
What are you most proud of in your career?
I am most proud of the consistency that I think we brought to this program. The thing I liked best about all the years I've spent at National Public Radio was being the host of Talk of the Nation. In that answer to that question, I have to step back a little bit and to say that the group of us that were here when I got here 35, 36 years ago, and it was a much smaller and very different company then. But what all of us have accomplished in that time, and by all of us, I don't mean just people here at NPR in Washington. I mean people like you, you know, at WGCU. I mean people all over the country at member stations, and I mean all of the listeners, sponsors of all of those stations. We have created a tremendous, vital news network that did not exist and would not have existed without the work of all of us, whether you're a contributor, whether you're working at a local station, or whether you're working at the network. And to see what NPR has become 36 years later, boy, that's and to have played a part in it, that's something to be proud of.
Do you think there is a place for call and talk programs on local stations and national stations?
I do. I think local call-in talk shows provide sort of a connective tissue in a community where people can find out about other people's lives, what they're doing, what their stories are. And I think there is a place on a national level because it's important for people, in Oklahoma to find out what it's like to live through a hurricane in Florida. It is important for people in Florida to find out what it's like to live through a drought in Oklahoma. Stories about people's lives that we're unfamiliar with, they unite us as a nation when we can share those stories and begin to understand people's lives a little bit better. So yes, I do think there's a place.
You mentioned 9/11. I wanted to let you know that NPR's Senior Vice President for News, Margaret Lowe Smith, told the public radio news directors at our conference last week about the night Osama bin Laden died, and you were left to tell the history of the Afghanistan war off the top of your head. She praised how cogently and succinctly you were able to do that without a script. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, and she's very kind to remember it. But it's one of those, you know, if you'd thought about doing it, you could not do it. It was just an emergency. We came up on a radio terminology here. We came up on a post, and we did not have a guest for the next segment. And I said, okay, just open the mic. And that's going back to my days as a producer. When all else fails, you open the host's mic. If you've got nothing else up your sleeve, you open the host's mic. And Susan Stamberg, when I was producer of All Things Considered, used to say, and I will do my interpretive dance spring. She never had to do the interpretive dance spring, but she had to do a lot of ad-libbing. And on many occasions, that has fallen to me in my job as a host, walking in her rather large footsteps. And that day I did okay.
With all of the live coverage you've had to do, the 9/11, the Afghanistan war, the night Osama bin Laden died, I don't know how you pulled it off. This kind of thing is what we've relied on for so many years listening to you. It's the day 9/11, the day that WGCU started airing Talk of the Nation and listening to your calm, cool, collective voice.
Well, thank you for carrying the show all these years, and it's been my privilege. It's not something you can ever train to do. It is something you learn to do by doing it, and I apologize to all of those who listened to my early efforts, which were, frankly, terrible, because there's no way to get good without being terrible, and so I suffered through that. There was also one thing that you may not know about, which was I did have the opportunity to work for a summer as a play-by-play announcer for a minor league baseball team, and that was tremendous training for live radio.
So that's a good tip.
It is, yeah. It turns out that baseball is such an interesting game to broadcast because each pitch, that's the narrative of the game, and you sort of have to weave stories in and around the action of the ball game. Part of it explaining to people what had gone earlier in the game, earlier in the week, earlier in the season, what's going on around. There's so much stuff to talk about, but weaving it in and keeping the thread of the game in your mind, that's great training. And the league I played in, we had no pitching whatsoever. So there was a lot to talk about because most of the games ended up being 16-12.
Do you think you'll do some more in the baseball field in the future?
I would love to do more baseball in the future, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. It was a very fortunate circumstance that enabled me to pursue that particular fantasy of mine, and it was great fun to do. And once I figured out how to do it, again, I was pretty bad at that at the start, too. But once I figured out how to do it, it was like stealing money. Since it was minor league baseball, it was like stealing very little money. Nevertheless, it's hard to imagine getting paid for having that much fun.
We're speaking with Talk of the Nation host Neil Conan. Tomorrow is the last day of Talk of the Nation when NPR stops producing the show. Mm-hmm. Comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. Have these last few shows been topics you've always wanted to do?
One of the things we did, and this was my executive producer, Sue Goodwin, who's this has been the most productive professional relationship of my life. I will miss her very, very much. But she came up with a way to frame the conversations, a lot of them that we've been having, saying just looking ahead. And so what we did was effectively just got a collection of our favorite guests and our friends and people we wanted to talk to and used it. So we're continuing our series of conversations looking ahead. Some of them we looked ahead for a good, 30 seconds at the end of the conversation. A lot of it was looking behind. But it was a way to frame that series of conversations and an excuse to get some of our favorites back on the air again one last time.
Is there anyone you've always wanted to interview that you didn't get to?
Well, I don't think there's anybody who wouldn't have relished the opportunity to speak to Nelson Mandela. I had never got that chance, and I certainly would have loved that opportunity. I did get the chance to do Bill Clinton, but it was only an hour, and so he had barely cleared his throat. You'd like to get the chance to talk to President Clinton at length, but I have to think that you'd have to go for hours and hours and hours before it could get into the kind of conversational pace that would be really productive. So, you know, that would be interesting to do, too.
Do you think you'll do journalism again someday?
Sure. Yeah, I do. In some form or another, whether it's writing or whether it's radio. But yeah, I mean, it's what I've done since I was, 17 years old, so I'm not likely to stop now.
The popular Political Junkie segment with Ken Rudin is also leaving NPR. What's with that?
Yeah. I'm so sorry to see that go. And that has been the highlight of my week every single week. That first hour on Wednesday has just been an absolute delight. And working with Ken every week has just been tremendous fun. I'm going to miss that, too.
Do you think the two of you might pair up at another network?
You never know.
Oh. We'll have to talk later.
Yeah.
If you had chosen to leave on your own, how would it have been different?
Well, I did choose to leave on my own. NPR offered me other opportunities to stay here and do other things, and I decided for any number of reasons that I thought it was time for me to go. And so in that sense, I did choose the timing and choose the exit to go out with the show. So, you know, I feel pretty good about it, and I feel really good about the prospects of moving on in the future. And, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, but I ain't dead yet. So I'm looking forward to having a good time both professionally and just having a good time.
When people have been saying goodbye on the show, you simply say thank you. Is there a place people can send messages?
Well, I send messages to talk@npr.org for the next couple of days, I guess. And after that, I'm on Facebook. I don't visit there very often, but I do have a Facebook page. So certainly if we develop any ventures, we'll let people know there.
And remember, Southwest Florida has 3 baseball teams in season. So don't forget about us, even though you might be in Wyoming.
And we have had the pleasure of visiting down there in Fort Myers, and I have yet to take in a spring training game, which I would love to do. So I'll be back.
Just put it on your list.
I will.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
And Amy, thank you to everybody there who's been so kind to us over the years.
And thank you for Talk of the Nation, from which we could emulate our own talk show.
So long.
After 35 years at NPR, 11 of them at the helm of Talk of the Nation, Neil Conan steps away from daily journalism after NPR stops producing the show tomorrow. He hopes to write a book and spend more time in Wyoming. WGCU begins airing Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston on Monday from 2 to 4 p.m. We will continue airing Science Friday each week. Information is at wgcu.org/Gulf Coast Live. Continue commenting on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. This is WGCU Fort Myers, 90.1 FM, WMKO Marco, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. For Richard Chinqui, Luke Martin, and Valerie Alker, I'm Amy Tardiff. Have a great day.